burnt offering, every single one of the burnt offerings. What about your time? What about your desire? What about your thoughts, your mind? What about in your heart? There's something that you desire. So, yes, to a certain extent, I do believe many of us say yes, we are. But not in every way. But not so with our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not against cruising. No, I'm not against that. But if you invite the Lord and say, Lord, let's go for a cruise, what is the opportunity? But I'm sorry, God. I don't go. Lord, why? Because it's the Lord. And it's the you're free to go. People told him, yeah, why don't you go to Jerusalem? You're so popular, go there. The Lord did not go just to somebody who tries to ask you. The Lord says, your time is up. You go to so, you can really see in many areas in life. What a man, what a wonderful person who is so wonderful. We need to appreciate Christ as such a wonderful burnt offering. So it says here, every part of the burnt offering was on the altar, and also it was made in the proper offering. It was made in the proper offering. Burning is put in the proper offering. Every part of that burnt offering was by every when he should be tested. When he should be tested. And what he should do. Everything was great. It is good. More and more. But it is impossible for us to live such a life if we do not learn to experience Christ as our burnt offering. God has prepared such a wonderful offering for us. I praise the Lord in the last 40 years. It is so good, so satisfying to do. Remember, we were talking today at dinner. You remember in John chapter 4, the Lord was talking to that Samaritan. You remember that? You all know that story. Before the Lord met that Samaritan woman, they forgot to bring some bread. So his disciples had to go to buy some bread. Right? You remember the story? Surely you remember that story. So while they were gone, what happened? And of course, the conversation flows. And the Lord, the Samaritan, what do you ask me if a Jew or a Samaritan? Something. special food. That means what really satisfies the innermost being. But it's to do the will of Him. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful person. That absolutely fulfilled what Jesus chapter 7 says. Behold, I come. Now, what about us? Is your real satisfaction so, what a person. The Lord is one. That's very good. Never be such a person. So, you can all realize at the end of everything was burned on the altar. Somebody to do great work for God. How about the Lord? Did he do a great work for God? Did he? Did the Lord do a great work for God?
Yes.
And what was that great work? Two? Nine. You ought to do great work for God, but they don't want to die. What great work does the Lord Jesus do? Sitting on the throne. All those young people at that time there said, oh, how can we pray for you? I should have told them about that. If you want to pray for you, the only way is to turn. I think they will say, oh, no, that can't be. If you want to be well pleasing in front of your God,
because you are,
I am. Not one of us.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
What? What do you want?
What about our Lord?
What about our Lord?
Is he in?
Is he in?
His gracious
word. His gracious word. Was that?
So, it's really saying that he became ash. Every part of him burned ashes. And ashes is placed on the east side of the altar. That's right.
After death.
Amen.
Amen.
And that.
And that.
It is no longer I who like to say that. It is not I. He said, I have labored more than the other apostles. So when the Lord was on this earth, So in the States, if somebody writes a praise to me, or he's come up on himself, right? The Lord listens to this one, I think, was what I think of.
Thank you.
Putin did away with.
Paul said,
you wonder the proof of whom is speaking me, namely
Christ.
Paul did say,
my message is
he said, I'm the first. Advice. flesh. Carry out God's will. Because if I live in this world, we are not doing God's will. All my life is wasted for nothing.
So that means if you put on the skin of the sheep, then you will look like a sheep.
I put myself in Christ.
You put on Christ.
Do you want the Father to see you, or do you want the Father to see Christ?
I hope so.
Because when the Father receives me and not Christ, he will shake his head. You know, when you come to Christ and be saved, yes, you come just as you are. But after you are baptized, you don't come just as you are. You come close with Christ. You should now sing just as He is, not just as I am. You should change the song.
Right. That's why you get a skin. What do you do?
All of a sudden.
only affect their real life.
I will praise the day of resurrection. The kings will reign in Christ and execute judgment. In his day, Judah and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name, which he will be. In those days, Different degrees of experience. It doesn't mean that Christ has the burden of offering. It's so complicated. But here, the requirement of God. Speak to the children of Israel. If his offering is of the flock of the sheep,
of the sheep
or of the goat,
of the goat.
He shall bring a sacrifice
of the sheep or of the
goat. That's different.
It's different.
It is not that everybody should bring a big bull. And if you don't have a lamb, right? But then if you say,
Lord,
I don't have a lamb. Verse 14, what does verse 14 say? Then they burn sacrifice of the offering and of the birds. How much? A bird. Then he shall bring his offering. You can say, Lord, I'm not worthy of his burnt offering as a bull. The bird is so small, the bull is so big. So if you cannot bring a bull, you bring a bull. If you cannot bring a sheep, you cannot bring a goat. And if you cannot bring a goat, at least bring a pigeon. But if you say,
Lord,
I don't have a bird.
How merciful that
if somebody says
that to the Lord,
priest shall bring it to the altar,
ring of his head.
And he shall remove
his cloak
with his feather, then he shall split it to let his wing, but shall not
fight
it. Shall burn it on the altar, on the wood that is on fire. Burn the fire, no matter how small it is. In the church
life,
and because we
love the world,
it is offering made by fire. So, but nevertheless, God will accept
us. We will
He's
a God full of mercy.
Even if you just
choose
the Lord, it's say no, nothing,
no,
I didn't even
have
a bird. A little bird. Just said, okay, Lord, I'll bring
it
and
bring it in.
Then he,
the
one who brings the
bull,
or
the
sheep, he shall put his
hand
in the hand of the
bull.
And
what happened?
And it will be accepted on his behalf.
Isn't that
simple?
Is it so hard? Is it so hard to lay the hands on the bull's head?
That means
that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your very life.
Lord,
Lord,
I am
Lord.
You ask my granddaughter, I will lay my hands on you. The moment we
lay our hands on
you,
we
are just left. He will be left to us. So people say, oh, it's
so
expensive. No.
I exercise my
faith. So he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be
accepted
on his behalf. Nothing is simple.
Who killed him?
Why did he die?
Why did he die?
What is the reason?
What is the reason?
Didn't he die for his sin? Romans 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, present your body as a living sacrifice.
Because
he did that for you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Anybody who says that
will be able to praise
you. Praise you. This is so
reasonable.
I remember all the
one time
I
was in the
I'm a reasonable guy.
Thank you.